Southern right whales were almost hunted to extinction at the turn of last century. Their name comes from the fact that they were considered the right whales to hunt. They contain a lot of oil and float when they're killed. With just 3,500 left in Australian waters, their population is very precious. Mandy Watson is with the Victorian Government's Wildlife Division. She studied southern right whales for most of her life. She says the number of recreational boats hitting whales is increasing and posing a big threat to the species.
Yes, definitely. We're getting lots of reports, especially in recent weeks, of boats getting too close to the whales, and great photographs being sent to us as well. So we're actively pursuing some of those and investigating those incidents where we think that we've got good evidence that that's occurred. It's quite a difficult thing to prove distance over water. And certainly from photographs it can be even trickier to try and prove distance of a boat to a whale. But a distance of 200 metres is a fairly significant distance. So if a boat is getting too close, then people need to be aware that the whales are out there and that this can be really dangerous to them. Well, this year we've had a pretty quiet year at Logan's Beach, which is the area where we normally see females with calves. But we've had a total of two females and calves in the region for the winter. One calved down near Warrnambool, then moved down the Great Ocean Road. And the other one was here at Portland, and it's remained here for most of the season. In addition to the females with calves, we've had a group of up to seven, what we're calling a mating group. And these are unaccompanied adults, which means they don't have calves with them. So they're coming together and breaking apart again in different places along the coast. So they're moving up and down the coast quite frequently.
And what makes this year special?
Well, this year has been special for Portland because we have what we're calling this resident female with a calf. They normally calve and spend the winter months at Logan's Beach, which is the known or the recognised nursery area. But this year at Portland, we've had this female with a calf here since about mid-July. And so she's what we'd call resident, and that's pretty unusual for Portland. And I'm hoping that that's the beginning of a trend, that we'll see more of this in future.
So recovering the population is something that's really important to the natural environment. And having this mother and calf in the region, what sort of challenge does that present?
Yes, it does present quite a few challenges in terms of protection. They are very vulnerable when they've got calves with them. The calves are very small when they're born. They're only about 3 or 4 metres long. They do grow quickly, but they do need to spend a lot of time on the surface. And because these whales spend so much time close to shore, and when they're on the surface, they're very vulnerable to boat strike. There were two incidents of deaths of calves or of southern right whale calves on the east coast of Australia in recent years. And because the population's so small, every single individual whale is valuable. So we're very, very concerned about disturbance from boats and also vessel strike itself.
And some locals are bringing forth this information to you and are suggesting that the department's not doing enough to protect the species. What do you say to those kind of, I suppose, accusations?
Look, I'm very sympathetic to people's concerns. I'm too very, very concerned. This is my focal species of research, and my work in the department has revolved around these whales for many, many years now. So I'm very conscious of how important they are and how rare they are. And so we just, I guess, encourage people to provide as much information as they can in a timely manner.
If there was one public message you'd like to get out there to people, whether it's recreational fishermen, commercial fishermen and the general public with respect to the southern right whales here, what would you say?
The key thing for me is really about boats and looking out. At this time of year, these whales will be in our inshore waters. They can be anywhere, and people need to be extremely aware of them and vigilant and to slow down in areas where they know the whales are being. There's plenty of messaging out there about where the whales are at certain times of the year, and they need to be alert to that.